Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. And Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Anaheim Fire and Rescue Chief Randy Brugman is with us. Welcome.
Hi, Ron. How are you this morning?
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Celebrations of the day. I don't know about this one. It is National Be Heard Day.
I got a bad feeling about this.
That could cause a little bit of a problem. Cereal Day? I don't know about that one. Crown of Roast Pork Day. I don't even know what that is, but how can you go wrong? Roast pork. Is it kosher? Just a thought. Just a question there. Not that I would know anything about that part of it anyway, but let's look at the markets. Another one of those volatile days. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 281 points as we speak. Oil down $1.27 a barrel. Looking at that one, the U.S. 10-year Treasury down about 3.5 basis points. Not a whole lot there. Not a lot of excitement in the market with the exodus of Gary Cohn announcing yesterday that he is resigning his position from the White House and the economic. I'm going to be the only one that's going to tell you this concept because I think it's great what Mr. Cohn did. I think that his service has been wonderful, but he does not agree with the president on the tariffs that the president is planning on imposing. And rather than trying to undermine the president, trying to go and do things we've seen in certain times in the past. Interesting there. You got to love how that one, the little crackling of the microphone. But instead of going and doing this undermining things, Mr. Cohn said, I'm going to take my services elsewhere and left the White House on good terms, left the president's service on good terms. I applaud him for the way he's doing this. I don't necessarily agree with his stance. I don't think that we're going to see any kind of a trade war. The markets are not excited about this. But think about this, and I don't know about this concept, and you talk about a trade war, but here's the issue. When you've got the biggest stick in the room, do you think other people want to argue with you? So here's the issue with the trade war. The president comes out and says, we're going to impose a tariff on steel. Okay. China, you know, they never follow the rules. They claim that they're only 2.2% of our steel imports, yet for some reason, the U.S. is the largest importer of steel in the world, and China makes over 50% of the steel and aluminum in the world. How do those numbers come out where they claim they're only 2.2%? But the European Union decides, okay, we're going to get involved in this because they're named as part of the steel producers that they'll get these tariffs on. So what does the European Union do? They come back and they say, well, we're going to impose a tariff on Harley-Davidson's. I wonder why that is, because maybe they're made in Representative Ryan's district. We're going to impose a tariff on bourbon, on whiskey made in Kentucky. I wonder if that's because of it being Senator McConnell's area. And I don't know where they came up with Levi's out of San Francisco. That doesn't kind of tie into me, but maybe it's because of Mrs. Pelosi. But let's think about that. So the president comes back and says, okay, well, if that's the way we're going to do this, then maybe we'll impose a tariff on European automobiles. Now, I don't know about you, but I think that we probably import more in European automobiles into the U.S. than Europe does of Harley-Davidson's, bourbon, and Levi's. Just a thought there. Now, do you think that they want to keep going on this tit-for-tat? I don't think Europe's going to want to continue that. In the past, they got away with it. I don't think it's going to continue. So bottom line, I don't think we're going to see any kind of trade wars. There might be some rumblings there. China's the same thing. They have a $500 billion trade deficit with the United States. Do you think they want to argue with that deficit? Might hurt their economy more than it hurts ours if we don't get the Chinese imports. Yeah, our prices might go up a little bit. I think we could probably figure out. And I'm willing to bet that U.S. ingenuity will always overcome foreign ingenuity if we're on a level playing field. I just have a feeling that the U.S. worker is that good. Maybe I'm baffled, but I'll go out there. Do you see this newest one? And this, I'm sure, is not going to get a lot of great publicity. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos coming under renewed pressure to uproot the Obama administration's lenient school discipline directive. Wow. Finally. Do you think maybe discipline has an issue in where we've been going in our society? I think that they don't want to hear about discipline in a lot of areas. But, you know, something I must admit, I learned this probably 40, 50 years ago. My dad said that he was raised under an iron fist. Didn't do him so bad. So he did the same thing. Some people will question it. I don't think I turned out so bad. Like I said, there's some that will question that. Discipline seems to be a good issue in my world. I think that there's a lot more need for discipline. You know, it seems like we don't have a lot of these issues or the problems in our society from some of the people that have served our country. Think about it. And I don't care whether it's serving in the military, serving in the community, serving in a local nonprofit organization. But all these different organizations and areas, there's a level of giving to others, looking out for others. And maybe some of this pressure within the schools where it's not a matter of, I had a conversation, I'll share this with you. A teacher, when my kids were in school, they used to say, and I remember this very vividly, maybe you had the same scenario. I was pretty scared if the teacher called home and talked to my parents. That was not going to turn out well for me. Nowadays, it's the kids go home and complain to mom and dad. Mom and dad calls and screams at the teacher. Maybe they need to start working together a little more. Maybe we'll see some better success that way. Just a thought there. Moving on in the news, California back in the news again. We're going to watch that one. The Trump administration suing to block California laws that extend protections to people living in the U.S. illegally. Wonder what that's doing. You know, we chat about that concept. That's another issue there that we've got to really be careful of, because we did see what happened up in Oakland, where the mayor of Oakland decides that she's going to go out and announce when they're going to be ICE raids. Now, they don't talk about this. Who are the ones that are most at risk when something like that happens? Well, it's going to be innocent individuals. And I'm going to suggest as well that the individuals that are going to be most adversely affected, maybe it's the ICE agents when they're going out there and there's advance warning of where they're showing up. Is that what we want to be doing here in the state of confusion? I'm glad to see that Jeff Sessions is going to announce lawsuits against the state. Let's see if where this all comes out. And I love listening to Governor Moonbeam, his commentary there, was that maybe they need to worry about Washington and stop worrying about California. Well, maybe it's the laws of the land that the governor doesn't think that he's a party to. I think that could be part of it. Well, we'll see. We'll continue watching that news as well. Half of Americans, new poll, Quinnipiac, another one of the liberal polls. I love it when you always have to come out here and say where the polls come from. Quinnipiac, a liberal university, reported in the poll, 50% of Americans oppose tariffs, 31% support them. Now, I'm going to question that one, because who did they survey? I want to go out. I would love to have somebody, maybe a college or a school locally here, go out on the street and see how many people understand what the tariffs are and who they're going to affect. Frequently, we find out that people just don't understand what's all involved. Another one of the Quinnipiac polls. Most Americans are against allowing teachers and school officials to carry guns, but they overwhelmingly support armed security officers on school grounds, again, according to Quinnipiac. 58% are against arming teachers, while 40% support it. 82% support having armed security officers in schools. 14% oppose it. At what point do we start protecting the kids? Right? I mean, they continue going to school. We want them in school. We want them educated. But don't we have to look out for their safety? I submit again, if I do a seminar, if we go to a concert, if we go to a ball game, there's going to be armed security. Yet we put 3,000 kids in a school and say, no security, no guns. Somewhere that seems like it's a little off to me. I look at the common sense of it. I don't know all the background of it, but it seems a little bit off. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to talk to Chief Brugman about fires. We had the fires here, what is it, about in October? I wonder what's happening. We'll get an update on that. We'll also talk about maybe new equipment budgets. The unspoken issue, we'll talk about pensions. That's always something that's a touchy subject, but we'll talk to the chief about that as well. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 210037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has all the programs for you. They even have, they're the only one that I know of that has the Fast Pass Loan Approval. Save $10,000 to $50,000 on the purchase of a new home. What's happening in the markets today other than this extreme volatility that we're seeing? Well, we're watching the bonds, the Fannie Mae 30-year bonds up 3 basis points. That means interest rates are a little bit lower today. U.S. Treasury, 10-year Treasury, now it's pretty much flat on the day. The first readings of the labor market came out very, very strong this morning. So That's a nice thing. It's not really surprising. I know that a lot of the media doesn't want you to hear this, that the economy is doing well, that the tax cuts have done well. But that is really what's happening. We saw ADP employment report showed that there were 235,000 jobs created in February. They were expecting 200,000 jobs. So a big time improvement over the expectations. The January number reported the revised higher than where it was. The contributors, leisure and hospitality, added 50,000 jobs. Professional and business services, 46,000 jobs. Trade utilities added 44,000. Construction, 21,000. Manufacturing, 14,000. Those are the two biggies. When we see construction and manufacturing adding a lot of jobs, that's always a big benefit because those are generally the higher priced jobs. So that's some good news. We also saw that CoreLogix came out their home price index report for January, showing that home prices rose by 0.5% in January and 6.6% on a year-over-year basis. Still some good news there. So housing's still doing well. And we're going to keep watching that for you as well. That's the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. So let's get into the fun stuff now that I've got all that news and things out of the way. We get to talk to Chief Brugman. Welcome.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
Doing wonderful. So you've got a lot going on now with the fire department.
Well, we do. We've got some new equipment that we just took delivery of, a new 75-foot ladder truck that will go at Station 10 off Weir Canyon. And we're going to then move the ladder truck that is there now, which is about a 2.5-year-old unit, to Station 8, put that in service there. And so that's good. We've got two engines that are actually in the process of being built, which will be here in July or August. And
just in time for the so-called fire season.
Yeah, I don't know if we're. I think we've had about 3 or 4 weeks that we've been out of fire season this past 12 months. So
you got fire season basically from January to November.
Correct. And then we had a little respite, and then we started up again. So yeah,
wow.
It's been a long year, and the projections for next year are about the same. We haven't had, as everyone knows, we haven't had much rain this year, so everything's dry and not a lot of snowpack. We're, I think, at about 30%, 35% snowpack right now. So
how does that affect, most of Orange County, San Diego County, LA County? We don't have much in the way of mountains and snow here. So how does that affect us?
Well, we do get a lot of our water from the runoff up north, but I think the other thing that it does is that when the overall mountain range doesn't get their snowpack, then once it all melts off, then it dries up quicker, and then the fire danger is back much sooner. So I think the cycle of fire season has extended itself over the last several years. So I think everybody's preparing for that. I know the California fire chiefs just went last week to the legislature and asked for about $100 million annual appropriation, just so that we could begin to kind of change up our strategy on when we have these red flag days across the state, and actually beef up our resources prior to an event so that we can jump on these fires a little bit quicker than we have in the past.
So that brings up the next thing I wanted to chat with you a little bit about is when you were in last time, it was fairly soon after the Canyon fires, and we talked about the initial fires and just kind of covered equipment and usage and how that was fought. And I know you were chatting at that time about the after incident reports. What have you learned from that? Or what can we expect to see different? What is the community should we be doing different?
Well, I think one thing the community can do is really focus on their own vegetation management in and around their home, in the same way with the HOAs, is really focus on maintaining their landscape, and then also looking at the landscape that they have and going with more fire-resistant plants and shrubs and trees. So, and in fact, council has approved direction that we change our specimen tree ordinance, and we're in the process of doing that so that we'll focus more on the use of fire-resistant trees in the wildland urban interface, which is the east end of Anaheim. They also passed last night a vegetation or weed abatement ordinance, strengthen our ordinance so that we can, in those cases where we can't get a homeowner or an HOA to react to our normal process, we can go in and actually abate the issue, and then we'll lean back the cost of having to do that if we can't get the homeowner or the HOA to do that. So it's just another tool.
Well, there was a question, I think, at one of the meetings right after the fires, that there was a battle between cleaning out the areas right outside one's home, and then the HOA saying, don't clean it out because then we're going to be dealing with flood and slippage. Have we come up with some sort of solution for those type things?
Yeah, I think there's a balance there. You don't want to just go in and just take your landscape down to dirt. We absolutely do not want to do that. So it's using the right vegetation and making sure it's planted in the correct way. And as we have seen with the last two fires that we've had here and all the fires that we've had in the past, vegetation and the way it is maintained in and around your home has a significant impact when we have these wildland fires. And we saw that again with the Canyon Fire and the Canyon 2 fire. The homes that had done a good job, had that 100-foot clearance, had the right vegetation planted, survived. And some of those that didn't had damage. And we also saw that just with the HOA and the hillsides and how the fire ran. So I think it's really a collective approach about hardening your home, number one. If you're in the urban interface, and it's also about your vegetation management and planting the right vegetation. You do those three things, you're much better off when we have the next fire, and we will.
And that probably then makes a little more logic to some of us lay folks that look and say, how in the world do you have two houses side by side or three houses and two burn, one doesn't?
Yeah, and oftentimes what we have found over and over again, it's how you harden your home. Because as we saw in this fire with 60 or 70 mile an hour winds, the embers can blow, quarter to a half mile. So if you have the wrong vents in your house and the wind is blowing into those vents, it's going to get embers into your attic. And as we have seen in this fire and other fires in the past, that's often where the fire starts, is in the attic. And then the house burns down from the top down.
I don't see this very often, but I have seen one or two pieces of property in my running around at usually in the higher priced neighborhoods where there's some sort of an apparatus that's put into these homes where in the event of an emergency, the pool ends up shooting or being a sprinkler onto the structure. Is that something that you see it very often?
We don't see it very often, but there are systems that are developed for protecting your home. So they have sprinkler heads on the top of your house, in and around your house. And if you have a pool, they can interface with the water in the pool and, launch it that way. And that buys you, probably 7-8 hours of water on your house. The other thing that we're looking at, just from a protection standpoint, and this was really evident after I walked and viewed the Canyon 2 fire from the air and on the ground, is that we know where these fires track often as they're coming down through 91 and the 241, but we also know that we have high prone areas. So we're working with public utilities and public works right now to see if we can design some type of a fire protection system with using kind of like a sprinkler system in your house, only for vegetation, and it would be on a much larger scale, and actually place it in our higher risk areas. And so that may take some time because we're going to have to do some testing and see if that's feasible. But if we could do that, it would buy us, I think, enough time that maybe we could get our resources in place, and actually we're not going to be able to say 100% it's going to stop fire from blowing into a neighborhood, but it might buy us enough time that we can get a handle on it and stop it instead of going 10-15,000 acres, stop it at a couple hundred.
Well, you would think that they would have some sort of a model for that, just because how many years have they done things like that out in the Coachella Valley, or not the Coachella Valley, but the San Joaquin Valley, with fruits and vegetables,
yeah.
Right? They've put out these massive watering systems to keep them growing and keep them green and whatnot. I would think it would help. We'll talk more about that with the chief when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Home prices, the difference 5 years makes, and some ways the new tax law might make you laugh or cry. We'll talk about both of them when we come back. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text Toolkit to 79564 Toolkit. 79564, home prices, the difference 5 years makes. The economist at CoreLogic recently released a special report entitled Evaluating the Housing Market Since the Great Recession. The goal of the report was to look at economic recovery since the Great Recession of December 2007 through June 2009. One of the key indicators used in the report to determine the health of the housing market was home price appreciation. CoreLogic focused on appreciation from December 2012 to December 2017 to show how prices over the last 5 years have fared. Frank Nothaf, chief economist at CoreLogic, commented on the importance of breaking out the data by state. Homeowners in the United States experienced a run-up in prices from the early 2000s to 2008 to 2006 and then saw the trend reverse with steady declines through 2011. After finally reaching the bottom in 2011, home prices began a slow rise back to where we are now. Greater demand and slower supply, as well as booming job markets, have given some of the hardest hit housing markets a boost in home prices, yet many are still not back to pre-crash levels, unquote. I shared a map earlier today that was created to show the five-year appreciation from 2012 December to 2017 December. California, are you ready for this one, for that five-year period of where we were? I should find my friends over here. There we go. How about this? 57% in those 5 years for the state of California. Nationally, the cumulative appreciation over the five-year period, 37.4%. Nevada was the highest, 66%. Remember, they got hit the worst. That probably affects them as well. If you want the full report, we shared it all on our social media channels earlier today. That is the real-time real estate segment. Continuing our conversation this morning, Chief Randy Brugman is with us, Anaheim Fire and Rescue. We were talking before the break about what we've learned since the Canyon fires. So it sounds like some great innovation comes out, I guess maybe when you need to.
Yeah, I think anytime we have, well, on every incident that we run on, we do, especially when we have multiple units involved, we'll have what we call a tailboard. We try and review what we've done and how we can do it better next time. And these big fires are no different. And you always take away, I don't care how good you think you did things, once you get in and actually look at the response and, you know, the evacuations and, you know, the pre-fire, post-fire, what did we do? There are always improvement opportunities that come out. And so part of the strategy is to identify those improvements and actually take action on them before, you know, you're on to the next fire. And so that's what we're doing right now. We've probably got 35, 40 elements that we are working on citywide to try and improve for the next one.
I think one of the big issues that I recall, there was two real big issues that I heard that were concerns. Obviously, there's a lot of them, but I had heard about the traffic scenario, how bad the traffic was just trying to get out of the area.
That's correct.
And that probably impacts the fire professionals trying to get into the area.
Yeah, it was a real issue, and we've identified probably 7 or 8 things that we can do differently, and we're working with Anaheim Police Department and Public Works to map out a different strategy if that happens again.
And the other one was the senior communities. Now, we've got a lot of senior centers here. How do we move all those seniors?
Yeah, that's another issue that we've already had some initial meetings with local transportation officials about how we would do that. So, yeah, but you're right. It is a big issue.
So at what point and what is the methods that between all the city in all areas, not just Anaheim, but in all areas, how do they get these after action plans, the evaluations? And the evaluation, I'm not a big fan of worrying about what happened, right? Because I think a lot of the professionals go in and do the best possible job under the circumstances that they're presented. But what's more important to me is the next one. I mean, none of us know when that next one will be between the sick individuals out there and just weather and whatnot. There's going to be another one.
Correct.
So how do we get the information out there, you know, the traffic situations, the senior centers, how do they know what to do?
Well, on the traffic issue, I think the issue was largely with coordination on our side. It wasn't that people didn't evacuate. I mean, we actually had a very, very good response. So one of the things that we found on the traffic situation is as people came out of the canyon and started down, we didn't take control of the traffic lights, not only in Anaheim, but adjacent and working with the city of Orange and other cities, so that we were having a flow out and not just waiting for the traffic light to cycle through. So that was one thing that we've identified. We've also created multiple zones throughout the East End so we can evacuate by zones and be much more finessed about how we do that. And the last thing that was really an issue was as we were trying to get people out, we had people coming in off of the highway. And so that clogged up the people that were trying to exit. So we had some people that were trying to get back to their homes, some people that were just coming to look.
Well, those are the ones that really drive you crazy.
Yeah, and so we're developing plans on how we would manage that, and that incorporates, of course, the California Highway Patrol.
So you wonder about some of those different issues, just because you can understand the looky-loos, that's just selfish people. Right. There's some people that are trying to get back because they know that maybe they've got an elderly parent at home. They've got a child at home, a pet at home, and no one there to evacuate those individuals. So you've got those two different, completely different scenarios.
Correct. Yeah.
Right. So I guess it's a balancing act between the fire and law enforcement.
Yes, it is. And it's a very coordinated effort.
The other one that I just saw this recently, and I was saving this for when you came in. I know those famous last words, right? So in one of the fires out in the Valley area, Malibu area, I don't remember which one it was. I heard on the news, they were talking about the idea that the aircraft couldn't come into the area because somebody decided they wanted to have a drone in the area. Is that legitimate?
Yeah, that's legitimate. And in fact, we've had issues across California with people launching drones during these fires. And when they do that, unfortunately, we have to down our aircraft until we can find the drone and make sure that it's not deployed. Because the last thing we want to do is bring in a DC-10 or a fixed-wing aircraft or a Sikorsky helicopter and have that engagement with a drone. And if it hits just right, it could actually down the aircraft.
Really? One drone could down the aircraft?
Yeah.
Wow.
If it gets into an engine or... it could damage the aircraft where it goes down. So we've got to be very careful with that. So one of the things we're working on here locally is writing a drone ordinance right now with the Anaheim Police Department. And we'll be taking that to council probably in the next, I would imagine, couple months.
Well, that's another fascinating subject for me. I'd look at it and just kind of question the idea. You have an ordinance there that I don't know that everybody even knows there's drone laws and drone rules. You go online, Amazon, and buy a drone, it'll be here tomorrow. And I know that there's some regulations that are supposed to be in effect. You're supposed to follow certain rules and guidelines. I'm just a simple guy. Can't one of our great Anaheim PD or other police officers take care of getting that drone down pretty quick?
Well, they probably could. But, there's some danger involved in that. So, I think what we would ask the public to do is just use common sense.
Right.
If we're having a major incident, it doesn't have to be a wildfire. It could be a building, a couple of buildings on fire where we're trying to get helicopter aerial view with a helicopter and we have drones flying around and they won't be able to come in and help us.
And everybody wants to be a newsman right now. Right.
Oh, yeah.
But there is a coordination, I would think. And I mean, I've heard a lot of the different things. If the local news station brings a helicopter in, they've got a coordination with the fire department's helicopters and their assets, too, don't they?
Absolutely.
So they're already getting that information either on a specific frequency or channel. So if the DC-10 is coming, they know to get out of the way.
Correct. Yeah. They create airspace just like they do around an airport. And, So it's very well coordinated.
And us as laymen, our usage of the drone, even though we want to be the first one to have a Facebook Live event, right? That's really detrimental to the process.
Could be very detrimental. Yes.
So what is the idea of the ordinance? What is it going to? I mean, obviously, no drones in a fire situation.
Yeah, it's probably as much symbolic as it is. Again, trying to make sure that people know that it would be illegal to do that. And if they do that during an incident, that they could be fined. So the FAA doesn't have anything spelled out to do that yet. And so we'll take that on locally. But again, I think it's more of a common sense approach of, if you've got a major incident going on, don't launch your drone because it could have an impact on the resources that are coming in.
It's an entertainment tool. It's not something to be getting in the way of our first responders and putting them in more of a safety risk. We want to talk more about that with the chief when we come back. I also want to chat a little bit about How about the Florida and first responders events and some of the active shooter incidents? How does our first responders here get ready for, hopefully we never have an event like that, but hopefully nobody ever has an event like that. But do they plan for that? We'll talk about it. We'll come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Also, new tax law makes you laugh and cry. And also, our Girl Scout cookie triple play. We've got all that and more. You can reach me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. Let's not forget about our Girl Scout cookie triple play. We like to do this every year on Ron Siegel Radio. I just came up with the concept of the triple play. It used to be just double, but I thought of the triple play this year. It's very, very simple. We've got a local Girl Scout troop. I can't say which number because it'll get them in trouble according to their rules. So we're going to buy a bunch of Girl Scout cookies. All you need to do is send the money to Ron Siegel Radio. Go on Venmo or Square app or PayPal or whatever. Send whatever you want. We're going to go to the Girl Scout troop. We're going to buy the cookies from them. They've already agreed that they are going to deliver the cookies to the Orange County Family Justice Center so that the folks over there get some benefit from them. And the reason it's a triple play, absolutely no calories for you because you're not going to ever touch the cookies. They go right from point A to point B. And we love the idea of just being able to do that. Now, here's the add-on. We just added this one on this week. Anybody that buys five boxes, sends us the money for five boxes, we're going to put you in a drawing for a couple of Starbucks gift cards. So can't make it any better than that, can we? We're trying to do everything we can to try and build up. I had a goal of 300 boxes. We're getting close. So that's the idea there. Let's keep on this mission to send over cookies for that. Word on Wealth brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. I'm not going to do the report. We're just going to give them the plug. Creditsanitizer.com. They'll help you out with getting your credit scores repaired. We know your credit report's wrong. So go to Credit Sanitizer, get registered with them. We're going to continue our conversation now. Anaheim Fire and Rescue Chief Randy Brugman is with us. We've been talking about fires. I guess the biggest issue in public safety probably in the last month certainly would have to be the school event in Parkland, the active shooter there. Now, we worry about those type of issues in the schools. How would does the fire department get involved in training for issues like that?
Oh, absolutely. It's been the whole Homeland Security issue and the active shooter and some other related events has been really a significant change for the fire service, I think, in the last 15 years. And so I think what we're doing now is we jointly train. In fact, we just had a fairly large drill on an active shooter drill in one of our major facilities here. And with police and fire, multi-agency all day, where we're going in and watching what they do and then actually going in very shortly afterwards so that we can begin to extricate and treat the victim. So it's a very coordinated process to do that. But at the same time, though, we're also gearing up our people a little bit differently. In fact, with federal money, we just purchased probably about $800,000 worth of ballistic equipment, so Kevlar vests and helmets that will go on each fire unit in the county.
Wow.
So that will be delivered. So, because oftentimes, even though we're not armed with weapons, we are in the hot zone right after the police. They create a safe area for us, and we go in and begin treating the victims of this type of event. So we are trying to protect our people as best we can.
I would assume that there's a lot of training that has to go on with the venues that we have in Southern California and Orange County, Anaheim specifically, between the resort area, the convention center, the stadiums, all the different events going on. Unfortunately, we probably, for some sick-minded individual or individuals, you know, we could be a target, and you certainly don't want to go in there untrained.
No, and it is a very coordinated effort. But as we have seen, it's not only the major events or major event locations that experience these tragedies. I mean, and I think that's the troubling fact of what we've seen in some of the school shootings. It can be any place. We've seen them in churches, and so it's really a mindset change for both fire and police to prepare for incidents of that magnitude, but also just the coordination that needs to happen if we're going to be effective in, number one, dealing with the situation and taking the shooter out or down, and then conversely, being able to get those victims extricated into the hospitals as quickly as possible, because that's what saves lives.
Sure. And the quicker that, you know, not the training seems to me like it's got to be amazing. Just the fact of, you know, bringing in some of the what you've learned. You know, it's kind of like your after event fire reports.
It is. And these are, they're not using real ammunition.
Sure.
But, they're very, very realistic, these events that we train on. So it's, and in fact, we'll bring victims in. Last time I think we had about 250 volunteers come in. And some were mobilized up. Others just were there to run out of the building screaming to create that realistic feel for the incident. And so it's unfortunately, it's just the reality that we're dealing with today. But it does take a lot of training and effort and coordination and pre-planning on both police, fire, between police and fire.
Do you find that it scares the community when they see the drills going on?
Yeah, in fact, we had a couple of our advisory committee members from both the police chief and the fire chief's advisory committee just sit and observe, and I think it was very impactful for them.
Yeah, you'd think it would be fascinating for all of us to learn. Moving to a financial discussion, I mean, we do a little bit of finance every once in a while on the broadcast. And we hear constantly, and as we come into the crazy season with all the political, the midterms coming up, how do we deal with getting some of the combination of the politicians and the unions to discuss a legitimate way of solving some of our pension issues? I wanted to chat with you a little bit about that. No, I think the union certainly and the rank and file certainly are entitled to all have those pensions. I mean, they've worked hard for them. Yet whenever you hear of any kind of pension reform discussion, it's like taboo. So from a management level, how do we deal with some of that so we can solve the problem instead of kicking it down to the can and kicking it down the road and hoping that, you know, we don't have a major problem down the road?
I think we're facing up to that issue now, finally, from a state perspective. As you probably know, the PERS system in the state of California actually just lowered their rate of return from 7.5 to 7, and they're gonna do that over a 5-year period. And what that has resulted in is increased costs for cities and counties. So many cities and counties are going to be paying an additional 35% over the next several years in contribution for trying to lower that unfunded liability. Many of our employees have increased their percentage of what they're paying into now. Some were paying nothing, and many are paying up to 12% now of their base salary. So first, those are the first steps. PERS also just announced that they're going to reduce the amortization schedule from 30 years to 20 years, which will actually move the cost up for cities and counties, unfortunately, but which should help bring that unfunded liability down. But you ask an interesting question because, you know, this is a result of exactly not addressing the issue 20 years ago and hoping somebody else is going to do it. And it's finally happening now. And I think it's going to be an extremely difficult financial ride for many cities and counties over the next 10 years as we level this out a bit.
To me, I just find it fascinating because we talk on the broadcast frequently, we're talking about retirement, is that the rule of thumb is, you know, you take 4% of your total retirement fund. And that's if you withdraw that on an annual basis during your retirement, you know, that's going to be you'll be safe and you shouldn't run out of money before you run out of life.
Correct.
So when you start talking and saying, okay, well, they're talking about even at 7%, seems still like it's a pretty high rate of return unless they can demonstrate over the last 30 years that they've been achieving that.
I believe in the long run, they'll probably have to bring that down.
Bring it down even further.
As well. I think they're just taking incremental steps because if they took the full step all at once, it probably would put cities and counties underwater immediately. And so they know that since they haven't addressed this issue for the last several years, that they're going to have to slowly walk into this or it's really going to have an impact. Now, the upside is if you know, everybody continues to pay into the system, at the rate that they have been, and ultimately over time, they're probably will bring that unfunded liability down. And I think the other thing that they're going to have to look at is, you know, what is the pension of the future and what is sustainable? And I think they're going to have to, at some point, address that politically.
And that's the whole thing. I think until we get to the point of really holding our elected officials' feet to the fire, and say, you know, something, this needs to be something that's funded completely on a regular basis. And I mean, I know you can't do it right away, but over a 10 or 20 year period, it'll make up for a lot more security for our first responders and our government employees, you know, their livelihoods.
Well, and it's critical. And we've seen this in the private sector where people that were in pension systems, and all of a sudden the pension system is upside down, or they're getting 30% of what they thought they were going to get.
And that's not fair.
And that's not fair. So I think we as employees, the city as the employer, and the political folks, we all have a responsibility to make sure that this is funded in the future, and it doesn't bankrupt our cities. So
yeah, great information. Appreciate it as always. Always like getting the input and updates from the chief. And be sure to set your first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.